This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. CPNUML Statute General Convention continues with deliberations on three reports. Nepali Congress Kathmandu Municipal Convention today and UK military to begin delivering petrol to garages from Monday. Now the news in detail. The first Statute General Convention of the CPNUML continues today with a group discussion on the statute amendment proposal, political report and organizational report presented at the Sunrise Conference Center at Godavari in Lalitpur on Friday. UML Central Member and Publicity Subcommittee Coordinator Khimlal Bhattrai said group discussions will be held in 10 different groups and the group leaders will make a presentation in the plenary on all the three reports later today. Political report was presented by Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli, organizational report by General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel and statute amendment proposal was presented by Deputy General Secretary Brishnu Prasad Paudel. The group leader will submit suggestions on the report and the paper presenters will respond to them. A total of 6,347 delegates are participating in the convention that will run until Sunday. Nepali Congress Kathmandu Municipal Convention is being held today. The Center Election Committee of the Nepali Congress has directed to hold ward and municipal conventions in the districts where active membership has been finalized. Kathmandu Election Officer and Senior Advocate Narahari Acharya said that the election will be held in 10 municipalities including Kathmandu Metropolitan City today. However, there will be no convention in Dachinkali Municipality of Kathmandu today. Acharya said that the election could not be held in the municipality today due to the active membership dispute of Dachinkali too. The Central Election Committee has so far finalized the active membership in more than 70 districts across the country and paved the way for the convention, while the active membership disputes of some districts have not been resolved. The Congress has already fixed the schedule of the Central General Convention for the coming November 25 to 28. And District Administration Office of Makwanpur has brought a security plan targeting the upcoming festivals Dasai, Tihar and Chhat. The security plan has been brought in order to maintain peace and security and as well as safety of public health due to COVID-19 during the main festivals of the Nepali people. Chief District Officer Bharatmani Pandey said operation of all types of fairs, festivals, musical events, lottery programs would be restricted in view of the risks of COVID-19. The office also requested all to celebrate festivals by adopting all health safety protocols in a safe and fearless environment. Nepal has made a bright start in the South Asian Football Federation SAF Championship 2021 underway in the Maldives. In its first match in the competition held at the National Stadium last night, Nepal got better of the host by a solitary goal. Despite holding only 38% of the possession, Nepal kept the Maldives at bay, ultimately coming out with a victory in the dying minutes of the match. Manish Dangi, who came on as substitute, scored the only goal of the match in the 86th minute to give a historic win for his country. This is the first time ever that Nepal has defeated Maldives in the SAF Championship that has been held for the 13th time so far. Bangladesh, India and Sri Lanka are other teams competing in the regional event. The tournament ends on 16th of October. In its next match, Nepal will face Sri Lanka on Monday. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of province too and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Four people died and 10 were injured in an explosion at a factory manufacturing firecrackers illegally in Uttar Pradesh, Samli district on a Friday evening. Police said the explosion took place at a pickle factory in Kairana town and some of the injured people are in critical condition. The police said a rescue operation is underway and four bodies have been recovered so far. They said senior police and administration officials are at their spot. Armed Forces personnel will begin delivering petrol to garages across the UK from Monday, the government says. Almost 200 servicemen and women, 100 of them drivers, will provide temporary support to ease pressure on stations. Ministers have also announced that up to 300 overseas fuel tanker drivers will be able to work in the UK immediately until the end of March. There have been long queues at petrol stations this week after a shortage of drivers disrupted fuel deliveries. Taiwan has reported 38 Chinese military jets flying into its air defense zone on Friday, the largest incursion by Beijing to date. The defense ministry said the planes, including nuclear-capable bombers, enter the area into two waves. China sees democratic Taiwan as a breakaway province, but Taiwan sees itself as a sovereign state. Taiwan has been complaining for more than a year about repeated missions by China's air force near the island. The government in Beijing, which is marking 72 years since the founding of the People's Republic of China, has so far made no public comment. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN-UML Statute General Convention continues with deliberations on three reports. Nepali Congress Kathmandu Municipal Convention today and UK military to begin delivering petrol to garages from Monday. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.